Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Diya Talks, your go-to lifestyle and personal journal podcast. I am your host, Diya, and today we are going to discuss about how to make use of your gap years to be a better you, to go back as a new, improved person. Before we start, let me thank everyone who tune into my podcast every Thursday and engage with me regularly. Even if you fail to tune into my podcast on Thursdays, don't worry, let me help you by mailing my podcast along with all other freebies and life updates to you every Friday. All you have to do to get this stuff in your inbox is go to the link in my description and subscribe to my newsletter. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram so that we can stay connected through my live updates. Now, coming back to the episode, gap years. Those precious breaks between life's chapters can be an incredible opportunity for self-discovery, growth, and adventure. But how do you ensure you make the most of them? Well, I've got some tips for you, and I'll sprinkle in insights from my own experiences and personal journey and some of the self-improvement books to make it even more valuable. Tip number one, goal setting. As you guys know that I took an year off from my studies, which is typically unacceptable in the eyes of Indian culture and society. People don't usually do that. Our life is pre-scheduled. Like we are born, then we go to pre-primary, followed by 12 years of intense schooling, 3 years of getting a bachelor degree, 2 years of master's, few years of specializations, and working for a very small wage after all these years of studying and so-called acquiring knowledge, and getting married, having kids, and finally dying. Yes, that is what is expected from us usually. And you know what I find this weird? Like really, really weird. And let me say that all these years I was barely living. I know most of you could relate to this part, and I was left with no skills and a piece of paper called degree, which has no scope of getting a job, which can even meet the minimum standards of living. Oops, why am I discussing all these things? Okay, so we were talking about setting a goal. I really wish I could go back, build all these skills I had now and back in my schooling years. If you are hearing this, it is never too late for you to start setting a goal. Set a goal, and life without a aim is like using a candle in broad sunlight outside. So this was the year I came to understand the importance of gap year. Use your gap year to set both short-term and long-term goals. What do you want to achieve personally and professionally? Having a plan will keep you motivated. I want you people to take a book out now and plan for your week ahead. Come on, don't be hesitant. Taking an action now will prevent you from procrastination. The short-term goal setting need not be anything fancy like the ones you see in Pinterest. Just a book and a pen will do. But if you're a digital organizer and plans everything digitally, then subscribe to my newsletter and I will send you guys weekly planners, and you just have to plan while I do the rest. Now, tip number two, skill building. During the first few weeks of my gap year, let me tell you, I was so devastated and I was literally wasting my time regretting my decision to take a gap year. And then I started to read books and follow pages online that was related to books like Bookspedia, etc. And started to realize to live in present than to worry about the past and the future. Instead of wasting time, work on yourself. Build on skills which you might already have, or maybe new one would be great. Whether it's learning a new language, taking online courses, or honing a talent, invest in yourself. If you are hesitant to start something new, go to my description and click on the link where you can understand about the art of podcasting and how to turn the skill into a form of income for you. So in addition to learning a skill, you are also capable of earning. How does that sound like now? Now, tip number three, which I have planned to do, is volunteering and giving back to the community or a cause is a powerful way to make a positive impact during your gap year. Here is more about its important aspects. First one is it helps in personal growth. Volunteering provides an opportunity for personal growth and self-discovery. It allows you to step outside your comfort zone, you know, by interacting with people from diverse backgrounds, and it helps in developing empathy and compassion. It also helps in fulfillment and purpose. Like giving back to your community can be incredibly fulfilling. It provides a sense of purpose and satisfaction, knowing that your efforts are actually making a positive difference in the lives of others. And one of the most important things is it helps in resume enhancement. So many employers and educational institutions value volunteer experiences. Including your volunteer work in, on your resume can showcase your commitment to social responsibility and community engagement. And the last one, it helps in exploring career paths. Volunteering can help you explore potential career paths. So if you're unsure about your future career direction, volunteering in different areas can provide insights into what you're actually passionate about. You know, volunteering doesn't actually require a significant time commitment. Even a few hours a week or a short-term volunteer project during your gap years can have a meaningful impact on both you and the community you serve. It's an excellent way to not only give back, but also to grow personally and gain valuable life experiences. Next, the fourth one on how to spend your gap year is by documenting your journey. Now, about that free podcasting book I have designed, it's all about content creation. Just like documenting your gap year journey. Whether it's through blog, vlog, or podcast like mine, sharing your experiences can be incredibly fulfilling and inspiring to others. It can help in personal reflection, like keeping a diary, blog, vlog, or podcast can help you reflect on your experiences, emotions, and personal growth. Second one is self-discovery. Through documenting, you may uncover insights about yourself that you had not realized before. This can be transformative and help you understand your values, aspirations, and the areas for improvement. Third one is inspiration for others. Sharing your journey can inspire and motivate others who are considering to take a gap year or embarking on similar adventures. Your experiences and lessons can provide guidance and encouragement for others. Fourth one is memories. Your documented content becomes a digital or physical memory bank. Years down the line, you can look back and relive those moments, which can be incredibly nostalgic and heartwarming. The fifth tip is network and connect. Networking and connecting during your gap years can be a powerful way to enhance your personal and professional growth. Aim to connect with a diverse group of people. This could include individuals from different cultural backgrounds, professions, age groups, and interests. Diverse connections can broaden your perspective and introduce you to new opportunities. Then through events and gatherings. Attend events, workshops, seminars, and conferences related to your interests or goals. These gatherings are an excellent opportunity to meet like-minded individuals and experts in your field of interest. Then through online platforms. In today's digital world, you know, online platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, and professional forums are invaluable for networking. Create and maintain a strong online presence and don't hesitate to reach out to people whose work or experiences inspire you. Then look for opportunities to collaborate on projects, whether they are related to your interests, hobbies, or professional aspirations. Collaborative efforts can lead to meaningful connections and shared achievements. Networking isn't just about immediate benefits. It is an investment in your long-term professional development. So be patient and persistent in building and maintaining your network. Then seek out to mentors who can provide guidance and mentorship tailored to your goals. Mentorship relationship can be incredibly beneficial during your gap years and beyond. My ebook can be an example of mentorship where I have guided many people to start a podcast or a business of their own through courses and consultations. And if you people are looking forward to start a business, you can seek membership from coaches. One such coach is Marketing Bee, which is an agency of mine, of course. I help dreamers make their dream come true into reality by providing them with strategies to build their brands. You too can get the mentorship. The link is in the description. And the final tip is to reflect and plan ahead. And finally, as your gap year comes to an end, take time to reflect on your experiences. What did you learn? How have you grown? Use this insight to plan your next steps with clarity and purpose. It can help you in clarifying your goals, learn from mistakes, maximize future opportunities, and above all, personal growth. Gap years are your chance to create a meaningful story. So embrace exploration, skill building, giving back, goal setting, documentation, network, and reflection. Make these years count. That is all for today's episode of the Dia Talks. If you found these tips helpful, don't forget to check out the link in my podcast description for my free podcasting book to kickstart your content creation journey. And also rate and subscribe my podcast wherever you are hearing my podcast. Also remember to start your own venture. now without procrastination and take action immediately before it's too late. Until the next episode, this is me, Dia, from the Dia Talks. Ta-da!